to have on from the Presser Law Firm, Mr. Hillel Presser. Hillel, welcome to the George Jones Show.
Thanks for having me.
Now, am I saying that your name correct?
Yeah, you did a perfect job.
Perfect. Good. Now, you know, I'll tell you something that struck me. You put out a piece recently, and this piece, I got to tell you, it makes me just want to crumble up the paper and throw it away.
Yeah.
I get so agitated with this kind of stuff. I just want to read this. These are actual lawsuits that happened, all right? In 1991, a man filed a lawsuit against Anheuser-Busch for $10,000 because he was drinking a bunch of Bud Light. Beautiful women did not appear as advertised on the commercials. Is that a real lawsuit? I mean, could that really happen? I mean, it's amazing to me. You have another one here. In 1995, an inmate who was in a 23-year prison sentence sued himself for $5 million, hoping that the state would pay up. I mean, it's insanity that people can do these lawsuits, but, I mean, look, if the IRS target the Tea Party, I mean, no American's safe from any kind of litigation at this point. I mean, that's your point of bringing up this ridiculous lawsuit. It's a lawsuit ravaged country, right?
Without a doubt. And you know, in today's bad economy, you have so many people who are losing their jobs. You know, the people who are lucky enough to keep their jobs are making less and less. Lawsuits are truly becoming the next big business. You can literally go to any corner on any street and retain an attorney, probably for free, because they'll take your case on a contingency fee basis. It'll cost you nothing. It won't take any of your time, but whoever you're suing will have to pay tens and tens of thousands of dollars to defend the case, even if they win. And, if the other person just wants to settle because they don't want to spend, you know, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 in legal fees, you probably get some tax-free money. I mean, it's not a bad gig.
The word tort reform comes into mind immediately, which I know attorneys hate. One thing I think that surprised me about you is usually when you think of an asset protection lawyer like yourself, you think a guy is protecting the Donald Trumps of the world, the people that are down in the islands with Branson.
Sure.
That have so much money that they've got to bury it around the world in whether it be Liechtenstein or Monaco or in Cayman or wherever else, and have this extravagant laid out plan that takes years and costs millions of dollars to put in place. That's what people think about when they think about asset protection, but that's not really what you're talking about.
Not at all. You know, we have a nationwide asset protection law practice, and our smallest clients are literally people just starting off, you know, who are starting a business and don't have anything. You know, certainly we have clients who have tens of millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars, and even more, but we also have everywhere in between. And what I always like to tell clients is that the more you have, the less you need asset protection, and the less you have, the more you need asset protection. We represent...
Wait, now that seems absolutely backwards to the general thinking. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it really does. That's hard to believe, but I'm going to try to be quiet and let you finish because, you're saying something very different than what people usually consider with asset protection.
You know, here's the easiest example. We represent maybe 30, 40 professional athletes, NFL and NBA players. Take one of my football players who signs for $50 million. If he gets sued for $5 million, he's not going to be happy, but he still has $45 million left. Take the average Joe who's worked his entire life, maybe saved up a couple hundred thousand dollars so he can retire and support his family. If he's sued for $1 million, he's going to be wiped out. It's going to be catastrophic, and there's no coming back from that. So the less you have, the more you need the protection. Now, obviously, you're not going to do the same thing for the millionaire as you would for someone who only has a few hundred thousand dollars, but the less you have, you got to get yourself buttoned up.
Now, let's just take that for example. That guy that's got his life savings, $500,000, he's retiring. What can a guy look at spending? You know, what kind of range would he be spending to protect himself from these frivolous lawsuits or from other things?
Well, first first of all, before you do anything, you want to educate yourself. And if any of your listeners go to our website, it's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. If they fill out the contact us form, as long as they mention your show, I will send them a complimentary copy of our latest best-selling book on asset protection. So before you do anything, educate yourself, because there's a lot of things you can do on your own, and there's a lot of things that you can do for free. In regards to actually retaining an asset protection attorney, you know, you can, or certainly our firm, we can work within any budget. It's kind of like buying a car. You can buy a Honda or you can buy a Mercedes, and once you decide what car you want, you can pick all the different options. So again, you know, with asset protection planning, you just have to do a cost-benefit analysis. There's things you can do for free, there's things you can do for a few thousand dollars, there's things you can do for $10,000 or more. Again, you need to see where it fits right for you. You obviously want to get, you know, the biggest bang for the buck and, you know, the most protection for the least amount of money.
Now, you know, with the people that maybe only have less money, not the athlete, but the guy who's got $500,000, when they think about, you know, asset protection, a lot of times they think about something like taking your money offshore. Is that the case for even smaller asset people that have less than $1 million?
You know, that's certainly one tool you can use, international asset protection. You know, does it
even for people with smaller net worth?
It really depends. You know, there's no black and white line of when you go international and when you don't. I tell my clients if they have at least $500,000 in liquid assets, they should at least become educated and consider international asset protection. Doesn't mean they should do it. They should just learn about it. But there's a lot of strategies they can use domestically. You know, they could take non-exempt assets and make them exempt. They can use LLCs, limited partnerships, or variations of trusts. So there's a lot of things you could do both domestically and internationally at any price level.
Interesting. I would have thought that you know, you needed $5 or $10 million of net worth to actually start thinking about international protection. Now are you a big advocate as people get a little bit more wealth at having a second home overseas or having some kind of real estate overseas?
You know, that's really a financial decision. You know, just because they have the asset, you know, in your example, a house outside of the United States, doesn't mean that it's protected. A creditor in the United States can still take that. Now, of course, like every other asset, whether it's cash, real estate, boats, shares in a corporation, etc., we can protect it. You know, we can protect everything from everyone every time. But I would tell a client, don't make that decision based on asset protection. That's really a financial decision. You know, we want our clients to be able to keep their money wherever they want to keep it, invest in anything they want to invest in, and just make sure it's protected. We never want to force investments on a client, you know, just because they might be good from an asset protection point of view.
Interesting. It's very, very, very interesting. Now, what do you think is the most important thing as people try to choose the right attorney? I mean, asset protection attorneys is kind of a niche, right? I mean, I don't see them up on every corner, asset protection attorneys.
No, you're 100% correct. You know, there might be thousands of criminal attorneys in every city, thousands of personal injury attorneys in every city. You know, there might only be a couple hundred asset protection attorneys in the whole country, and there might be only, I don't know, 5 or 10 of us that really get the majority of the cases. But what I would encourage people to do is look at the different sites, you know, do your due diligence, maybe speak to 2 or 3 different asset protection attorneys, you know, find out, you know, have they authored any books? Have they written any articles? You know, who do they speak to? What's their background? What's their track record, et cetera, et cetera? But just like anything, just make sure you do your due diligence.
Now, one quick question before we wrap up here. You know, it's an interesting niche. What made you choose it, Hillel?
You know, my whole life growing up, I knew I was going to be an attorney. And when I found out about asset protection, because they don't even teach you that in law school, I said, this is great. You know, every attorney out there is trying to take money from you. I'd love to be one of the only ones in the country that can actually help you and teach you how to protect it. So, you know, people hate lawyers, and I enjoy being one of the ones that they actually like talking to and working with.
Yeah, if you do your job well, they're smacking you on the back and thanking you at the end of it, as opposed to, it makes a lot of sense. Listen, thank you so much for being on the show. Hillel Presser, the Presser Law Firm. You can learn more at www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. Thank you so much, Hillel.
My pleasure. Thanks.